never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah, keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
I cannot tell you how many people all over the world are sending me notes right now. Saying, Scott, where do I find that theme song you have? I want to put it on my Spotify feed. I want to use it to pump myself up every single day. And sadly, the answer is you can't find it. It's not a song. It's something that was composed for us. So here's my suggestion. If you like that and you want to get pumped up, listen to this podcast all weekend long. Like, binge the heck out of it, at least since the beginning of the year when I changed that theme song. And that's the best we could do, at least for today. So today, also, as we get in the show, I want to consider a few ideas to help you smooth out your journey of life, because the road can be rough. We'll talk about that today in a kind of fun way. I know a bit about that because I spend a lot of time at my Facebook group. It's dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, and I'm over there chatting, and very engaged group, very cool people. And I see what they're going through. I see when we engage them, I see what the issues are that every single person on the planet is going through, and me too. I do. I just have kind of a different way of thinking about it. I see it. So if you'd like to hang out with a group of folks who are going through the same stuff that you are and denying it, no, I'm not going to do that anymore, just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It is the Daily Boost Podcast. My name is Scott Smith. I'm happy to have you here today. And people have been saying to me, especially you UK people, where you been? Did they unban me over there? No, I wasn't banned, but it felt like y'all were gone for a while. Now you're back. Now we can get the Aussies back. The Aussies have been quiet for the past couple of years. What y'all doing down there, But people have been asking me about this thing I've been working on for a couple of years now, this Face Your Passion 2.0. It's the remake of a program I did about 13 years ago. Completely redone. There's nothing about it that's the same. Scott, when's it coming out? And what are you going to call it? Well, I don't know yet, but you seem to like 2.0, so maybe it's going to be 2.0. We'll see. But I can't tell you when it's going to come out, but I can say this. I would, if I were you, and I'm not you, but if I had a calendar and I were you, I would look at the week of March 4th, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not going to do some silly challenge or anything. I got something else in mind. Look at that week and put some time aside, because I think there's going to be something really nice coming your way that you're going to have a good time with. Not saying what. Not exactly yet, but you'll hear more about it, I promise, okay? So every Monday, we start this show with a very simple question. If you've been around for a while, you know the question. And here's the deal. If you were to decide one day, you say, hey, well, I listen to Scott on the podcast. Maybe I should talk to this dude a little bit. He sounds like he's got a little wisdom he's collected over the years. Maybe he can pass some of that wisdom on to me. And I can. So you decide to shoot me a note and say, hey, Scott, can I jump on the phone or Zoom with you? Can I pick your brain a little bit? I want to talk about my life. I'll say, have you done your homework? Did you sit down and ask yourself that question? How's my life going? Did you look at what was really good and decide a plan to keep it? Did you decide what was working so well and decide a plan to change it? Did you scratch your head when you figured out you're sitting in the middle, straddling a white picket fence and getting splinters in your ass and wonder why you're so sadistic and you're a grown-ass adult? Why can't you get off the fence, right? Hang on a second. I don't think any motivational dude has ever talked like that before. I might be the only one. Wait a second. Let me check. Yes, I am, actually. Good for you. I'm glad you're here. Do your homework. Come real close, okay? Listen really, really close to this. We live in a society right now where everybody wants somebody else to fix their problem. Now, fundamentally, most of us understand that that's not how it works, but politicians, people that are in power, understand that the more they promise to fix it for you, the more votes they get. And society overall has learned that, and we've gotten very used to wanting somebody else to fix our problem. The problem you want fixed right now is 100% up to you. So here's what you do. Do what I did about 20 years ago when I looked in the mirror and I said, hey, dummy, it's all your fault, self-inflicted entirely. What are you going to do about it? Of course, I'd had like a bottle of wine that day. But the truth is, until you look in the mirror or even think right now while I'm talking to you, I just think it's all up to me. I did this. No excuses. Do your homework. How's my life going? So life is, I think, long for most people, if you're lucky, right? And it's a winding and a bumpy, crazy road with a few surprises along the way. Surprises, listen, let me tell you, surprises are always going to happen, okay? Don't even consider them a surprise. It's just stuff. Had a friend of mine the other day, a very motivational guy, and I was chatting with him back on Messenger here. And he said, man, I got to make some money fast. I said, is there any other way to want to make money? We all want to make money fast. That's how it works, right? And we don't want to make money slow. For God's sake, why do that? Best rule of thumb, make it both ways. Anyway, my reply to him, he said, I need to make some money fast because I have a few surprise bills that have come my way. All right, I'm going to look in the mirror and be honest with you right now. There's no surprise bill ever. The bill is going to come due, even when you least expect it. Even if you don't think it's yours, it's going to come due. There is no surprises for anything. You're walking, talking along the road, and you're racking up bills, and you know it. Somebody's going to send you an invoice. There's no surprise. It's like January 15th. Where'd all these bills come from? Who the heck spent all that money in December? Surprise! No! There's no surprise in life. The bill always comes due. Always. Plan on it. So a couple of ideas today for you. Number one, as you go down this rough road for success, is follow your passion. And the money will arrive. Have you heard that before? It's true. And I just want to be honest with you the way I can be. And that is that I want you to follow your passion, even if you hate it. I do. I have just learned over time that some of the things that suck the energy out of us and make us most satisfied, we spend our time toiling all day long in a very hard job, hard hobby, whatever it is. It's really hard to do, but we'd love it to death and we wouldn't change a thing about it. How weird is that? It is weird. I'm changing a screen on my patio outside. I don't love it, and it's hard. If I loved it, it'd still be hard, but it'd be easier for me. Need to hire somebody, because I know somebody has a passion to change a screen. I don't. Follow your passion, and the money will arrive. What's the real truth about it, though? Well, that money is going to take longer than you think. It always does. When in life have you done anything that the money didn't take longer than you thought to arrive? Got a good job. I thought I'd be promoted higher by now. Maybe next year. You think it's going to be any different if you do your own thing? No. It's going to take longer. It may be less than you think it's going to be, and maybe more. It doesn't really matter. Once you make that decision and you commit to a certain path, you're happy no matter what. You'll figure it out. Did you hear what I said? Make that decision, commit to whatever path you want to go to, get on it, get busy. You'll be happy. Number two, nothing will happen until you move from daydreaming into daily action. Something you've heard about a trillion times. Mankind has always known this. Until you get off your butt and do something, nothing happens. So, if you're dreaming about something you want to do today, and you're trying to get motivated, then I want you to move forward and go do it today. I want you to dig in. I talked to a gentleman on a Boost coaching call just yesterday. He was stuck. He was unmotivated. He couldn't figure out how to get free. When I talked to him a little deeper on this call with all these people, he said, I really want to motivate my students. That's what he said. I said, what do you know about motivation? Well, I listen to you. Well, do that. Yes, listen to me. But what do you know about the mind and how people are actually motivated? Here's the key with this. What I told him, dig deeper, study how to do this little thing called motivating other people. Go study the science behind it. Study what I study. Read the books that I read. Read the stuff that we all do when we get in this business. And take that to your students. You won't be stuck anymore. So whatever you're doing, whatever it happens to be, if you're daydreaming about it, sit down, figure out the tool you need to get it into action. Then do it. Every single day. Yeah, it's hard. I've been flossing my teeth every single day since the first of the year. First of February, I said I'm going to give up weekends. 5 days a week is enough. Been reading the Bible every single day since the first of the year. I haven't missed a day. Well, I missed 2 days, but I made it up the next day. Been writing in my journal every single day. I gave up on the weekends. You know why? Because I decided I didn't have much to say on the weekend. I wanted to chill. Put it into action. Decide what it's going to be. And then work out the rules along the way. Number three, the road will be rough. Then it's going to smooth out. Then it's going to be rough again. And then it's going to smooth out again. Just how it is, right? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. I like to ride my motorcycle. I've been up to the Tail of the Dragon, which is the 11 miles and 317 turns. The Tail of the Dragon is in Robbinsville, North Carolina. I'm sure the road was built and completely paid for by moonshine. And every worker was paid in moonshine because there's no other reason the road would ever be built like that. And North Carolina roads, they're awesome. Most of you know about North Carolina roads. You've ever been there? But when you're going down the Dragon, it's a pretty good road, but it's still a North Carolina road. It's kind of rough. And then you cross into Tennessee. Tennessee's got nice roads. The road's rough and curvy, and it smooths out, and it's straight and smooth. That's life. What's next? Whatever path you thought you would travel, it will change. Why? I had it all. Listen, I was going to go down the store yesterday, just going down the little drugstore. And I knew where I was going. I knew the path. And then I saw these lights flashing in the middle of the road ahead of me, not behind me, thank God. Had to go around. What happened? The path was dictated. Listen, here's the thing. Come real close to me, okay? I am not so arrogant to think that I know the master plan. I don't. I have no idea. Even if I think I figured it out, I'm not so arrogant to think that I figured it out. No possible way. When my first wife passed away 17 years ago, I was mad. Mostly because I didn't see my life going that way. How could I possibly become a widower at 46 years old? Who does that? Oh, turns out a lot more people than I thought. Wasn't the path that I thought I would travel, but it happened. Then I met Joy, came into my life with a name like Joy, and she's very different than Cheryl was. But you know what? Cheryl had to go do something else, and she left me with somebody to take me to the next level. Along the way, you're going to find speed limits, too. Sometimes you're going to have to go slow and you want to go fast. Sometimes you're going to go fast and you need to go slow, whatever it happens to be. If you get out of bed one morning and you decide you're going to go fast today, get stuff done, the world says you're going slow today. You ever have a day like that? Don't get upset. Just understand that's how it is. Slow down. When you can go fast again. Life is long. It's a marathon. Frustration will be your constant companion, so will excitement. Last week, I talked about Tony Robbins. He says, when you get frustrated, get excited because you're almost there. I don't believe that. But I do believe frustration and excitement can go hand in hand constantly. I have lots of things I do, lots of products I have, lots of software systems I work on. Trust me, I think these software developers out there are right now they're just messing with us. Here, it's ready to go. Charge a bunch of money, and in 5 years, maybe it'll work. I truly believe that to be the case. And yet what they're making is so damn exciting. It's fun. So I can be frustrated and excited at the same time. I've just gotten used to it. You must be strong to stay focused on the big picture. You got to be strong. You got to find a way to be strong inside. Get that inner peace going so you can be strong. Persevere. And when you arrive wherever you're going, whatever journey you are on, whatever destination you are seeking, whatever goal you're currently working on, maybe you got kids and you're raising them and you become an empty nester. Maybe it's beyond that now. We are getting ready to get the last child married off at the end of April. That's it. Four of them are done. It's another step in the process here. But when you get to that point, whenever you accomplish that goal, whatever you're going for, what you're going to find is there is immediately, instantaneously, reset. It's like a do-over. And you're off on another journey. That is life, until it's not, and when it's not, you won't know anyway, so who the hell cares about that, right? In the meantime, it will be rough, just anticipate it, as you're going through your day today, and things aren't exactly what you expect them to be. Think back on this podcast. Well, Scott said it was going to be like that. Tomorrow's going to be better. More likely, next hour is going to be better. You know I speak the truth, don't you? Well, all right. March 4th, pay attention. We got stuff for you happening that day. Gonna be a fun week. I'll let you know. Hang on for the ride, okay? And plus, if you want to chat with me, I am available to you. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Let me know you're there. I'll say hey. Might even show you a new picture or something, okay?
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?